This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The winner of the U.S. presidential election remained in doubt Wednesday, with the outcome hanging on a handful of states where a flood of mail-in ballots sparked by the coronavirus pandemic remained to be counted. President Donald Trump enjoyed substantial leads in most of those states, but the uncounted ballots were expected to favor challenger Joe Biden, whose supporters voted by mail in much larger numbers. Despite the uncertainty, Mr. Trump appeared before cameras at the White House early Wednesday to declare he believed he had won and said he would go to the Supreme Court to try to have the counting halted. Quote, "This is a major fraud on our nation," Trump contended, adding, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, I already have won," end quote. Earlier, Biden addressed his own supporters in his home city of Wilmington, Delaware, to thank them and express confidence he would prevail. Quote, "Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this," end quote, Biden told cheering supporters near his home in Wilmington, Delaware, as they honked car horns. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a deadly attack in Vienna. In a statement issued through its Amok News agency, along with a picture and video purporting to show the gunman, Austrian officials have identified the attacker as a dual citizen of Austria and North Macedonia who had been sentenced to 22 months in jail last year for attempting to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. The gunman, who was killed by police minutes after opening fire on crowded bars, had been released from jail less than a year ago. Britain is raising its terrorism threat level from substantial to severe following recent terrorist activity in France and Austria. Britain Home Secretary Priti Patel says the alert means people should be on alert, but not alone.